ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाय। सो वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज हू हैव असेंबल्ड फॉर द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ शरद पूर्णिमा फेस्टिवल एंड इन अ फ्यू मोमेंट्स फ्रॉम नाउ वी विल बी बीहोल्डिंग द मोस्ट एक्सटैटिक Darshan of the Lordships, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath with all their associates, in a most wonderful setting, Vrindavan Dham. So I'll just speak a few words on this occasion, which will enhance our appreciation of the Darshan and increase our feelings of a prayerful mood during the kirtan, which is going to follow soon. This festival is celebrated on Sharad Purnima, the full moon of the autumn season. And the occasion is that Krishna inaugurated the rasa dance with the gopis of Vrindavan. The validity of this pastime has been established by great acharyas. Srila Prabhupada has also explained in great detail, trying to clear the misconceptions surrounding Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. We won't go into the details of this, but in the very first purport, in the 10th canto, of the first chapter of the Rasa Panchadhyaya, the five chapters describing the Rasa Leela, the disciples of Prabhupada who write the purport, they explain one of the main causes or one of the main doubts which arises in the mind of conditioned souls with impure desires when they hear of this Rasa dance. And in that, Hridayananda Das Goswami Maharaj, he writes that generally a man and woman, when they are attracted to each other and there are obstacles on their path and they cannot come together because of certain reasons and they are looking for ways and means by which these obstacles can be removed, many times such couples turn to God. And they approach God and they approach higher powers with a prayer that please help us in our love affair. But when they come to know that God himself has love affairs, then they lose faith and they get bewildered. And therefore, they find it difficult to appreciate and relate to this. And hence, the transcendental nature of Krishna and the real definition of love has to be understood and appreciated. And therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, in great detail, the whole definition and concept of real love has been explained. That which is meant to please Krishna is love, and that which is meant for serving our senses is lust. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya chhadiyak habe, shuddha habe mana. Tabe ama hiribo shri Vrindavan. With impure senses, it is not possible for us to appreciate exactly what are the feelings of Krishna for the gopis and the gopis for Krishna, because we are habituated to selfish dealings. The word selfless is not there in our dictionary for many lifetimes. And therefore, the very concept of selflessness, it doesn't stir any emotion within us at all. And therefore, it is practically impossible for anyone to relate to what exactly are these pastimes between Krishna and the gopis. But still, Shukadev Goswami gives the Falastuti after describing the Panchadhyaya that Vikriditam Brajapadivitam Cha Vishnu Shraddhan Vitonya Shunyat Athavarnayatya. Even if you do not know what exactly is the importance and the power of these pastimes, and you do not know the purity of the gopis, but Shraddhan Vitonya Shunyat Athavarnayat, somehow or the other, if you hear or chant these glorious pastimes of Krishna's interaction with his intimate associates, bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam hridrogam ashu apahinoti. Two things happen. Devotion is generated and one is purified of lust. So there are so many film magazines and other society magazines which discuss so much of gossip of interaction between man and woman. And people read that with great relish, but that only enhances our lusty desires. Therefore, one of the main objections of people about Krishna is, why did he perform pastimes with so many gopis? How can he have so many girlfriends? But the real problem is not Krishna. The real problem is them. He has so many girlfriends, I have none. That is the main objection. It is an expression of envy. And therefore, only a purified heart, free from desire to enjoy, can appreciate this pastime. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments, Pujala Raga Gaurava Pata Bhange. These topics are very high and we cannot approach them directly. But a safe way to approach these pastimes is through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So, okay, I do not know what is Vrindavan. I do not know the importance of this. I do not know what is the gopis. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, he has made the Rasa Leela, entrance into Rasa Leela, easily accessible to the man on the street. And how is that? When Krishna, after leaving Vrindavan for a long time, returns back to Kurukshetra, the gopis and the Brajavasis, they come to Kurukshetra to take darshan of Krishna. And this is after a long, long separation. When Radharani and gopis see Krishna in his form as a beautiful prince, a beautiful king, surrounded by unlimited soldiers, they are shocked and bewildered. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while performing the pastime of Rath Yatra, in front of the Rath Yatra cart, he was continuously contemplating this pastime. And he was chanting verses glorifying this pastime. And Radharani, she sees Krishna in this form and is bewildered. Now some of us may wonder, what is the problem? Krishna has after all come. What is the big deal? You can associate, meet him, be with him. Why you have to make such a big fuss? But Radharani is not satisfied seeing Krishna in that form. And that is because her rasa of reciprocation of Radharani and the gopis with Krishna is in Vrindavan. So she has been expecting to meet Krishna and associate with him for a long time. And that expectation is going on increasing. But when they finally see Krishna in this form, she just cannot accept it. So acharyas describe that there are two types of pain. One is, there is ecstasy in meeting. There is joy in sambhoga. And second, there is pain in vipralamba or separation. But there is a third type of pain which creates the greatest spiritual ecstasy, and that is called spiritual separation in physical proximity. That means the object of love is there. There is sambhoga, but the object of love appears in a form or a taste which you cannot relish. And therefore, you feel separation. That is called spiritual separation in physical proximity, and that is known as prema vaichitya. And that creates the highest pain in terms of spiritual exchange, but that is also the cause of the greatest ecstasy. Now, to give a mundane example, because we are not so much into these kind of relationships, therefore to understand, we have to come to the level of food. And that immediately strikes. When we say that Radharani could not appreciate Krishna in that rasa, so we think, why not? It's after all Krishna, Shadaishwara Shali, 64 opulences are there. I mean, I am chanting 16 rounds, I don't mind Krishna in any form. No problem. So, just like, for example, some people like curd. Curd mixed with sugar. And we are many times very fussy about the way we eat. And when we mix curd with sugar, then we want curd always like that. So if someone gives us curd, and then we just take a taste of it, but we find that there is salt mixed in that curd, we'll push it away. We won't even touch it. Even if we say, this is brought from Padmagandha cows, still you will say, no, but I want sugar in this. Why? Because that is my taste. I cannot reciprocate with curd in this rasa. It is not possible. So the curd is there, but still you don't touch it, and you are eating the food, regretting that such good curd, but they have made all nonsense out of it. So therefore, we cannot enjoy. So it is there. There is physical proximity, but there is separation. So that creates maximum pain. Just like, for example, on Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, there is separation. Separation from food, separation from water. But that is still okay. I mean, you may be taking a bath under the shower, looking at the water, but still you can't do anything about it. At the most, you can touch it. But on Dwadashi, there is expectation of sambhoga, of meeting. And just imagine that on Dwadashi, the cooks bring out all the food. It is all ready, hot, hot khichdi and lemon sherbet and everything is there. But it is all locked within a case, glass case, and it is locked. And you are seeing it, but you can't touch it. Forget about tasting it. So seeing that locked prasad on Dwadashi gives you more pain than fasting on Ekadashi. Because it is there, but it is not accessible. And what to speak of that, if they bring out that prasad and there is curd with the khichdi, but instead of sugar there is salt, even if you are fasting, still you won't touch it. Because that is not something which you can relate to. So this is a very gross example, just to give some glimpse. So here Radharani is used to reciprocating with Krishna in Vrindavan. And at that moment, when you are breaking your Dwadashi, and you are just looking at that khichdi, wondering who has locked it, who has locked it, who has locked it. Is there no power here who can provide me this contents within? So that time, just imagine, if someone just comes with the key to that cupboard and opens it and takes it out and helps you in meeting with that object, assists you, then your heart goes out to that person. You give him millions of, you know, ashirwad. He is my real friend. He has really understood my heart. So we really feel for that person, that he is assisting me, helping me in this. So here Radharani is experiencing great separation. And many times we expect something. When you are hungry, you expect good food. And what comes out first is maybe Karela juice. And then maybe some one item which is not properly cooked. And you lose all hope and you're thinking maybe something else is coming. And you're wondering, is anything else coming? Anything else coming? Nothing comes. So you lose all hope. So you become hopeless. So Radharani in that state had become totally hopeless because Krishna is there. But he's not there in that mellow or rasa or taste in which I can appreciate. I am not used to tasting Krishna like this. Therefore, she in her meditation and absorption puts Krishna on the chariot of her mind, and the gopis and everyone assist in taking Krishna to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya is chanting these verses. Ya kaumara harasa eva hivarata eva kshaitrakshapas te chon milita malati surabhaya praudak kadam banila. These are the same moonlit nights, these are the same river, and this is the same bank, but I am not experiencing that same ecstasy because the rasa is different. Ei shloka mahaprabhu pade bar bar swarup vina arth nahi keha jani ihar. Only Swarup Damodar could understand, Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand what Lord Chaitanya is expressing. And so Radharani explains, Lord Chaitanya is speaking in the mood of Radharani. Avasese Radha Krishna kare nivedan sei tumi sei ami sei navasangam. O Krishna, we have met after a long time, but this is not an appropriate place to meet. We have to go somewhere else to meet. And then she says, tathapi amar mana hare brindavan brindavane uday karav apana charan. My mind is attracted and enchanted by Vrindavan. And that is the place where you should carry your lotus feet to. And that is where we can reciprocate. That reciprocation is possible only in Vrindavan. Because here, ihalo karanya hati ghoda ratha dhwani taha pushparanya bringa pikanada shuni. If a boy and girl want to meet and exchange loving affairs, you know, if the boy tells the girl, come, let us meet at Haji Ali Junction. And in the midst of the traffic, we can meet. So naturally, that is not a very appropriate place. So Radharani is saying, we have come together, but what is this? There is ghoda, hathi, ratha, millions of soldiers. And you expect all of us to reciprocate loving dealings here? Taha pushparanya. Let us go to that forest of Vrindavan, where bringa, bees, pika, all the nice beautiful parrots and birds, they sing their glories. And therefore, Radharani doesn't accept this particular place. And so she is very particular about the kind of place and the ambience where these mellows can be exchanged. Iha raja vesha sab anya kshatriya gan taha gopa vesha sanga murali vadan. You are here in the dress of a big Kshatriya king. It doesn't touch my heart. We want to see you in Gopavesha Sangha, in the association of cowherd boys and in the mood of a cowherd boy and carrying the flute in your hand. And this desire of Radharani is so intense that she is absorbed in her meditation to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. And therefore, anyone who assists Radharani in her desperate condition to help bring Krishna to Vrindavan, Radharani's heart flows out and she gives her causeless mercy to that person. And therefore, the entire pastime of Rath Yatra is conducted to commemorate this. Because Jagannath Puri is the place where Krishna is brought from Dwarka or Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And therefore, the ropes of the Rath, they provide facility to every conditioned soul to show their intent to Radharani that we are with you, to assist you in this most emergency condition, to help you bring Krishna to a state where you can reciprocate. So in one sense, the Vrindavan pastime is the most esoteric, practically impossible to penetrate. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acts as a step-down transformer. Sometimes you have high voltage coming. If you touch, you know, you can't charge your mobile there. You know, 10,000, 20,000 volt. You'll just get completely devastated. So you need step down. And then when the voltage is brought down to a certain level, then you can access it. Therefore, nobody can enter into the intricacies of Rasa Leela, but by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if one simply participates in Rath Yatra, so Jagannath Puri is the place where Radharani is in her most merciful mood, and on Jagannath Rath Yatra day, she is in her most munificent form because she's experiencing that pain, and anyone who assists in relieving that pain gets unlimited mercy. And that's why Jagannath Puri is the highest, because there is a flood of mercy flowing there without any consideration of who is qualified and who is not qualified. And that is the reason why the ideal devotee, Lord who appears in the form of ideal devotee, spends 18 years in Jagannath Puri, not in Vrindavan, not in Navadvip, not in any other place. Lord Chaitanya appears to show us the best of everything. And so he appeared to show us the best place to stay for a conditioned soul in Kali Yuga who is not at all qualified in anything is to get connected through Jagannath. And through that pastime, you get so much of mercy. And therefore, we find that through the Jagannath Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave chance to lakhs and lakhs of conditioned soul to become part of this most intimate pastime of Krishna's reciprocation with the gopis in Vrindavan as part of Rasa Leela. It's a different matter that lakhs of people who come there, they may not be even aware of what they're doing. And especially if you are there on Rath Yatra day and trying to touch the rope, hardly any of us are in this meditation like Lord Chaitanya. Most of our meditation is save the foot. Save the slipper. Somehow save yourself from getting crushed. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously is in this mood, absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who's trying to access and taste Krishna in a mellow which she can appreciate and relish. And therefore, you may say that curd is curd. What is the big deal? Eat it. I said, no. In terms of Siddhanta, it is true, it is curd. But still, in terms of rasa, in terms of taste, I prefer curd in a certain taste. Similarly, you can say, this is Krishna, what is the big deal? Enjoy Krishna in Kurukshetra, in Dwarka, anywhere. But no, Krishna in Vrindavan, as Shyam Sundar, has a special flavor, special taste. And gopis and Radharani relish Krishna maximum in that mood, in that flavor, in that taste. Therefore, you can imagine how desperate Radharani is if she gets a chance to associate and enjoy with Krishna in this flavor. So just like one gets unlimited mercy by assisting in the Rath Yatra, one gets unlimited mercy by assisting in making this meeting and union of Krishna with the gopis and Radharani on this Sharad Purnima festival. Same kind of mercy is available. So therefore, we are so fortunate by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are getting an opportunity to be part of this festival. Simply by being here, even if we don't know the details and we don't know the glories of what this pastime indicates, but just by being present and participating in this festival, we are actually getting the mercy. When devotees were distributing books in Los Angeles, they came to Prabhupada and said, there is a latest book of a very prominent psychologist which has become famous that time. And it's very famous. Many of you must have read it. It is called I Am Okay, You Are Okay. It's a famous book. I Am Okay, You Are Okay. And they told Prabhupada that whoever we meet, they're all asking us about this book. Prabhupada said, tell them when you give our books, that I am okay, but you are not okay. And when you read these books, then you will become okay. That means right now you are contaminated, become purified, then you will be able to appreciate what real spiritual life is. Srila Prabhupada ki, tai gop premanande. Hare Krishna.